I have a feeling I'm going to love this next interview.
You are.
There's a 10-year-old who has a lot of chutzpah. I don't really know what that means. It's a Yiddish word.
Yeah, it's a combination of luck and charm and all good things going their
way. She's got it going on. Her name is Addison Osta Smith. So nice to meet you, Addison.
Nice to meet you guys, too.
She's got a scruffy voice. She's got a good sense of humor. She's quick on her feet.
You're not smoking, are you? That's not what the scruffy voice goes.
No, definitely not.
Stay away from the cigarettes. Stay away.
All right, now you are the recent winner of MasterChef Junior Season 4.
Yes.
Quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, it was so fun.
When did you start cooking? You're only 10, so were you like a one-year-old cooker?
Well, chef, but yes.
Oh, excuse me.
Are you a chef, aren't you?
I am a chef.
You are.
I started cooking when I was about 3 or 4, but I was always in the kitchen with my parents, so you could call me a baby chef.
Did you have like one of those?
And now I'm.
You know, you've seen these little Tykes kitchens, you know, it's like a whole kitchen, but geared toward a 2 or 3-year-old.
The plastic ones, Bill?
Yeah. So I think that there should be like, MasterChef actually created like a kids playset, but it's like for, like it's real. Like it's actual.
You can make stuff with it.
You can actually make stuff with it.
Not just the plastic potatoes and the pear that you put.
No, it's like real. Like you can actually like use knives and stuff. And
that's excellent. I don't see little kids and knives together being a problem at all.
No, not at all, right?
What could go wrong?
If you learn how to use them.
Right, true.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you learn how to use them correctly, then it's totally fine.
So how is it as a very, very young girl, you said to yourself, this is something I want in on. I want to cook too. How did that happen?
Well, I've been in the kitchen, as I said, since I was much younger. And
yeah, dummy.
I'm amazed by it. I didn't know we had a kitchen until about 3 weeks ago in my house. I went into a room, and I'm like, what's all the electronics in here? It's called the kitchen, I learned.
Oh, okay. That's just fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you, Addison.
You kill me. I'm sorry. So I didn't mean to interrupt you. So you liked to cook. When you were younger, you were in the kitchen all the time, as you mentioned. And what was the first thing you ever, ever, ever made?
Oh, well, like by myself, like solo?
Yeah.
Eggs. I was so proud of myself. I made cheesy eggs.
Oh.
So that was just,
Was there Velveeta on your eggs by any chance?
No, I had not discovered eggs, Velveeta yet.
Look at her. She's a machine.
Yeah. And then once you made this, did you say to your family, hey, I made this. I think you'll enjoy it. You shared it with everybody, didn't you?
No, yes. I cut it up into little pieces, and I was like, everyone's going to eat this,
excellent,
no matter if you want it or not. Like, you're eating it.
Were you watching, because when Wendy and I grew up in the 1930s, there was only one maybe two shows on TV that had cooks. There was Julia Child was a woman who had a cook, and then the Galloping Gourmet, because he and his horse would cook together. But now there's a whole bunch of shows like that. Are you a fan of those?
Yes, I love all kinds of like Food Network and Fox, and I love all that cooking shows.
All right,
I'm obsessed.
So you said you were little and you would use a real little Tykes kitchen that actually made food where you could use, I believe your quote was, knives and stuff.
Yeah, knives and stuff.
Being a chef, which you are, you have to chop veggies and do things, and you're supposed to do it the proper way where it's the blade is always stays down and then the shaft of the knife goes down. Can you do it that quickly?
I love to chop because I think it's really fun because I love to cook in general, so I love chopping because I get to, like, I like to go really fast. Like, I didn't learn how to do it until, like, I know how to chop, but I didn't learn how to do it until, like, 3 years ago, and then I really just started, like,
you can do it that fast?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
With no injuries. You've never cut yourself from chopping?
Oh, not
Hold up your hands. Let's count the fingers.
Yeah. Not from chopping, but I did cut the tip of my finger off with a blender.
You did?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to put your hand in there when it's on.
I know. I was cleaning it, and it was like an immersion blender, so it was like on a stick, and so like on the end, and I was cleaning it with gloves on, and so then I just like, as my hand slipped and turned it on, and I didn't unplug it. Quick tip, always unplug it before you clean
it. That's a good tip. Which finger? Show us which finger.
My index finger.
Oh, no. It's grown back, though.
No, they had to sew it back on.
Did they really?
Yes. My bone is still chipped.
Oh, my God.
She cracks me up. Yep. I'm sorry. All right. Well, you have now been enlisted as executive mini chef by Velveeta. They have a new miniest, meltiest product. I'll tell you right now, if you looked in my refrigerator, and I know you don't need to keep it in the refrigerator, I have the smaller cube of Velveeta because when I'm making homemade mac and cheese, sometimes I throw it in there because it just really makes it creamier.
Yeah.
So what is this is a new thing from Velveeta?
Yes, so it's the new Velveeta mini blocks, and instead of like the big, I think it's 20-ounce block, it's little 4-ounce boxes that are individually wrapped.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's perfect for me making mac and cheeses.
And yeah, you can just throw them into like all your dishes, or you can just chop them up really fast. And you know,
and they
really...
they make good gifts. You could just give one if it's Mother's Day.
Give Bill one.
I'll take it. I would love one as a gift.
Happy birthday.
See what I
Father's
mean?
Day.
Look
I don't
at
know.
How nice that just, is. It's gift size. Addison, that's so nice of you. Thank you.
Sure, it's definitely gift size.
Very nice.
So there's an advantage to this. You don't have to, because they also make like the Velveeta. It's not liquid, but it's also like in a little pouch. I have love for Velveeta going way back.
Sure.
Yeah. But this makes it more convenient. You don't have to buy a big loaf and then wrap it in aluminum foil. These are individually wrapped for
yes.
making anything you want. And what is your specialty with this?
It is, well, I have three dishes that I've created, and it includes cheesy potato waffles, which I'm like, doing today, which I will show you guys today, and cheesy pulled pork taquitos. And
wow.
you
wow.
might just both looked at each
that
other.
Looks
like it was so good,
yeah.
we couldn't believe
we thought
it.
We dreamt
and,
it. We didn't think it's real, but it's
and
real.
Bacon, cheesy bacon risotto.
Oh, man.
We just ate lunch, and I'm already salivating again. It sounds so good.
Let's say a radio show wanted to hire you to be their personal cook to come in every day and make them lunch. Would you be open to it? I know you're thinking,
oh,
I got to go
sure,
to school.
For
school's
sure.
for squares. You don't need school.
I do need school.
You do? All right.
Stay in school, kids.
All right.
What grade are you going into? Because has school already started or next
no,
week?
No, I have 4 precious days left.
What grade are you going into?
I'm going into 6th grade.
Has she always been like this, Dad?
Yeah,
she
always,
is so
yeah.
precocious and adorable. I love her.
Yep, yep.
Her name is Addison Osta Smith. She's 10 years old, Chicagoan, Chicago suburban person.
Yeah.
Recent winner of MasterChef Junior Season 4, and we're going to talk about your recipes when we come back. I hope you can stay around.
For sure.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, more after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and we have what a texter has referred to, a 10-year-old going on a 30-year-old.
Oh.
Addison Osta Smith is in the studio with us, and she is the recent winner of MasterChef Junior Season 4, and then she has been enlisted as executive mini chef by Velveeta for their launch of their miniest, meltiest product called Mini Blocks. Bill, a listener has texted us and said they should be called Fun Size Velveeta.
Fun Size Velveeta is not a bad name.
Well, it is fun and is small size. But
right.
I think the mini blocks like works with like the mini chef.
Oh, yeah.
So I like the idea.
All right. All right.
All right. And you were supposed to be demoing your own recipe, but we are having difficulty plugging in a waffle iron, which right. I never use because it is so hard to clean, isn't it?
Well, actually, if you like spray it with like...
Pam.
Any cooking spray. Yeah.
Yep.
Any cooking spray. Then, like, if you spray...
Sorry for yelling Pam, but my friend Pam was outside, so I was just getting her attention. Pam!
Oh. Addison, he's lying. Any kind of vegetable
spray. Is her
spray.
Last name cooking spray?
Yes,
she yes. can keep up with you, Bill. I'm telling you.
I know she can.
In fact, I'm worried. I'm never going to take a sick day again because she could take my place and no one would even notice. So yeah, you can spray it with vegetable spray and
yeah.
then you don't really ever have to wash it with soap. You just kind of leave it
like that. You do have to wash it with soap.
See, I don't like to do that.
Mm.
Well, you know what? Actually, no, do not put it in the dishwasher.
Right.
That was a bad idea. Don't do that.
The electric cord and stuff. But so now here's my question to you. Tell us the name of your recipe.
It is the cheesy potato waffles.
Can I just say something? At first thought, I'm thinking, yeah, a waffle with cheese and potatoes isn't going to work. But the waffles are not made out of your Bisquicky type batter, right?
No, it's homemade. So it's just like baking soda, salt, flour, chives, Velveeta cheese, also potatoes, milk, butter, eggs. Yeah, it's just very simple.
But it doesn't taste like your typical waffle. It tastes potato-y.
No, it's not sweet.
It looks like something, Addison, that you would get in a restaurant, although somebody dropped grass on mine.
Those are chives.
Oh, chives. Jeez, then forget it. Bill. It looks so good, though.
What do you expect from me?
I expect nothing but the best from you. So it's okay. We can take a bite.
Go ahead.
All right.
This is honestly awesome.
Really?
It really is good.
Awesome.
Ah, light, fluffy, delicious.
And potato-y. I mean, you look at it, you're expecting to have a sweet waffle. It is so not.
Mm.
It's very much tasting along the lines of a pierogi, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
This is outstanding.
All right, you've outdone yourself.
Yeah.
And you came up with this recipe entirely on your own.
Well, me, my sister, and my dad. But, you know, I got it.
I bet you probably contributed a little bit more than your sister and your dad, probably, right?
Probably.
Just a little bit more?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you have some other recipes, and you want to tell us your Instagram and your Facebook pages? Do you share these recipes?
I will share these recipes shortly, and I share all sorts of my photos and videos of my daily life and my cooking life. If you have Instagram, you can go follow me at Junior Chef Addison, like the word junior spelled out, and on my Facebook, it's Addison Osta Smith, and on my Twitter, it's JR Junior Chef Addison.
Which do you like better of the social media?
I like Instagram, which is Junior Chef Addison. I don't know. I think it's more fun because I get to see other people's posts and I can scroll through them faster when I'm just on like a car ride.
Sure.
Do your parents make you cook for them every night?
No, because I play lots of sports and I am doing acting also. I want to act on Broadway and do a bunch of stuff. So
you will. You will. Just looking at you and meeting you, don't you think she's going to go places?
Oh, without a doubt. So far, you're just a chef and an actress and an athlete so far, but there's time, you know, you can develop some interest.
Definitely, and a scientist.
Wow. Are the boys just lining up at school? I would imagine the guys are just nuts for you. Is that going on?
Kick him to the curb.
Yeah? All right.
I bet they're scared of her.
There might be some intimidation.
No, yeah, maybe. A little bit. I don't know. I don't really like them.
You don't like them at
this
point?
She's not in a boy phase. She's only 10.
You don't have time. Even if you love them, where's the time?
Yeah, I like my girlfriends better.
Yeah, that's better for you.
Dad is. I've never seen Dad smile so big as when she says that.
Yes, absolutely. What is the mistake, do you think, that most people that want to get into this world, the world of cooking, what's the biggest mistake, the most common mistake that people make, do you think?
I think that it's that they imagine that like it's going to be so hard and you're going to have to like be pressure all the time. And like when they end up doing like live things or on TV and stuff, they get so pressured and like caught up in like they should just calm down and just do what they love.
If
they really are cooks and are going to be in the business and are going to do it, then you just got to like you got to know that you can do it.
Sure.
And not be super caught up. And I mean, yes, it's a little bit pressure, a little bit of pressure.
Well, you have to follow. It's like a puzzle. You follow the different steps of the I love to cook. I'm never going to be a chef. I'm just
a cooker.
You don't
know that. You don't know that.
I'm too old.
A cooker.
That's what my kids say jokingly. I know. It's a joke. It's like, oh, you're a good cooker. Okay. I know the word chef.
No, I know, but like, if you're a cooker,
see why I like her.
Then can't it just like move on to be chef? Like,
I don't have it in me, but it's fun to cook, and that relaxes me.
Yeah,
you know, on a Sunday afternoon, it's not, and you know, when you get older, you can have a nice glass of wine when you're cooking.
Taking a look at your commute.
Thank you, Jill.
Here's what's great about you is I asked you a very in-depth question and you gave me an even more in-depth answer. My question again was, what's the biggest mistake? And you said, well, you got to be yourself. And my answer was just going to be like, too much salt. I thought that's what you were going to go with.
No, oh, you mean the cooking? I mean,
well, on that end of it, though, isn't that a common thing? Is sometimes people will overspice a food, and usually with salt.
Actually, it's sometimes also under. So sometimes people get scared. Like, they're like, I'm going to add a tiny little grain of salt, and I think it's going to be too much.
Yeah.
And it's actually, you should. That's why always when I'm cooking, I taste.
Do you?
Also, I love to taste because I love to eat. So it's like, it pairs well.
Do you use a fresh spoon every time? Be honest.
Uh-oh.
A new finger.
Uh-oh. Here's your waffles back. I'm done.
All right. Somebody has texted. They want to know what you think of the cafeteria food at school, and do you complain about it and tell them what they should be doing?
Well, I do not have cafeteria at my school, but I do have Friday fun lunch, and it's from different kinds of restaurants, and I did come home and critique it a couple times, and so I like to bring my own lunches, because then I can, like, eat.
Make your own.
Yes. Well, my mom, you know.
Why aren't you making your own lunches?
Okay, I probably will this year. I probably will have to, but just because I like to sleep. So when I'm sleeping, the whole waking up part is, like, not the greatest.
Yep.
God, she is like me, Junior. Can I just tell you
that?
Although much more talented. But you remind me of myself. And in fact, somebody have said both Bill and Wendy should be worried about their jobs.
We
sign
are.
This kid up.
We are. Because you know what? I guess I can share this. During the break, you said, I want to do this now. I want to have
fun.
A radio show. Sure.
We're in big trouble.
We're toast.
I hope the bosses aren't listening.
Instead of wiping you out, we could, like, do it together.
All right.
The Bill, Wendy, and Addison show.
All right.
I just adore you. Can I tell you that? And you know, I have an idea for you, and I just want a little thanks in the credits.
Okay.
You're a kid who's going to be making your own lunches someday when you get up earlier. Why don't you put a cookbook out for kids to make their own lunches? Parents would love you.
It's a good idea.
Kids would have fun making their own lunches, and you can teach something. Just thank me in the credit, Wendy Snyder, SNYDER.
Sounds good. yes, I think, like, the whole... like, kind of like the sandwiches, which are kind of basic, but then, like, turned into, like, shapes. I think, like, that is for, like a couple years younger than me, and now, like, becoming a little older, like, those lunches aren't as, like, cool and, like,
right, like
fun.
A wrap maybe or something.
Yeah, like something that's, like, trendy, that's, like, you know, people are going to like.
We get air quotes, by the way.
I know there was.
People are not in studio. We did get air quotes.
Yes. Because
do
I don't
a book.
Know.
We're serious, Addison. A book would
okay,
be a great
I'll do
thing.
It. I'll do it.
And you can take the proceeds and put them to pushing boys to the curb or whatever you said.
Oh, that sounds
all right,
great.
Good.
You know, I have two boys and I always wanted a daughter. Can you be my honorary daughter?
Sounds good.
I love her. I love her so much.
When
it
do
makes
I
me
sign?
Cry.
We're so happy for you. I mean, you
thank
this
you.
Is a well-deserved title you just got, Master Chef Junior. That's a big accomplishment for you, Addison. It really is.
We'll put links to all your social media on our Facebook page.
All
Addison
right.
Osta Smith. Osta is OSTA, correct?
Yes, and then Smith is...
the traditional spelling with an I?
No, it's with a couple Z's. Just kidding. It's traditional.
She got me. She got you.
I know.
You can also go to Velveeta.com to find out about the Velveeta mini blocks. Is your recipe for cheesy potato waffles posted there?
Yes, it will be at Velveeta.com.
Look at you. So nice to meet you, Addison Osta Smith.
Nice to meet you, too.
I'm having more waffle, Wendy.
He's eating.
I'm enjoying a waffle right now.
End the show first. Come on. Finish strong.
All right. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and Addison Osta Smith is here because I think she is going to take over our job shortly.
Any minute.
I know.
We're probably meeting upstairs right now.
Actually, we wanted to talk to you, Addison. Not only are you the recent winner on season 4 of Master Chef Junior, and you're also the executive mini chef for Velveeta, for their new Velveeta mini blocks, but you have done something to help other people, and we failed to mention that. So why don't you tell us about Housing Forward?
Well, I lived in Oakland, California for 8 years, and it was just, there was homelessness. There's homelessness anywhere you go, but it wasn't as intense as when I moved to Chicago, and it started getting cold, and I would start bringing blankets because it would just be just so terrible to me that there were people, you know, dying in the weather. So I decided to find my local, you know, homeless shelter, and it was originally called PADS, but they had a gala, and I bought a table there, and I love doing donations and working with them, and it's called Housing Forward now, and it's, they're trying to end homelessness in many different ways. They have emergency aid, housing support, shelter, employment support, and all, you know, sorts of things that help end homelessness, and if you want to donate or see what they're all about, go to housingforward.org, and it's just a great place. I love working with them because I love seeing people get the help that they need.
You're not just talking the game. You did something about this. You took some of your winnings when you won MasterChef Junior, and you made a very nice donation to them, didn't you?
Yes. They had the gala, and there were tables there that you could buy. And it was, and I could invite some of my friends and family, and we went to the gala, and it was all sorts of, like, food, and it was pretty fun, but also really even more fun to know that this was helping people in need. So.
Sure.
You know, when you're hungry, you get cranky. What do they call it now? Hangry.
Hangry, yeah.
Hungry and angry at the same time.
You can't even imagine someone going to bed without a meal in their stomach or the cold weather, you're right, without a blanket or a bed to lay in.
Yes, it's terrible. I mean, it's just so great, though, that there's these places that are now opening up, like shelters, and I think it's just awesome that there's also now famous people who are reaching out in Chicago, like Chance the Rapper and different people like that. I think it's just so cool that everyone is doing that.
How do you, at 10 years old, think like an adult like this? Where, I mean, you see it around you, but at 10, a lot of kids aren't thinking, what can I do to help? They're just going, oh, that's really sad, really tragic. I wish them well.
Yeah, like a lot of my friends, not a lot of my friends, like some of the kids I go to school with, I should say, are afraid of homeless people or like in that kind of sense. Like
a lot of people are.
They just are kind of ignorant to it. And I don't think that that's logical because they're just people that don't have what they need. So I think, yeah.
She is just, I want to nominate you for the Nobel Peace Prize.
You can win the Frank Beard Award and the Nobel Peace Prize in the same year. That has never been done.
The Nobel Beard.
The Nobel Beard Prize.
All right, so it's housingforward.org. I'm on the website right now. And housing individuals saves the community a minimum of $10,000 per person, providing 191 people with service-supported housing in 2015, saved the taxpayers in our service area more than $1.9 million. This is an amazing thing you're doing. It's housingforward.org. She's Addison Osta Smith and does not think like a typical 10-year-old.
No. One other question that I wanted to ask you in the earlier segment, we didn't have time, and we only have a minute here, but I need to ask you anyway. Whenever I watch any of the cooking shows, the chef shows on television, whoever the chef is has a very short fuse. He gets very mad, very angry,
Gordon Ramsay.
I wasn't going to say Gordon Ramsay, but Gordon Ramsay. But there's other guys and girls who do it too. If everything isn't just right, they just start yelling and screaming at people. What is it about being a chef that makes you just so ornery?
So in the kitchen, when you have to work with other people and just in general when you're doing different things, you have a vision, and like that's the whole thing that's in cooking. It's really cool because what you create in your head is like what you can, you know, execute because you're doing it. Mm-hmm. But when there's so many things that need to get done, you need to get some help, and or you're having people do things like for you. So it gets really stressful when you have to try to show what you need them to do, and it's hard because sometimes it doesn't come out exactly correct, and then it's like you're on the line, which is, you know, so it's, you have to just make sure that you're being just thoughtful in the way that you kind of have to explain everything that you're doing
right
before you.
You would never yell if you had somebody preparing food with you. You would never turn and scream and yell at that person, would you ever?
I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
This is preparing you for being a wife someday, by the way. I have to tell you, because it's like, you know, you're familiar with your family, and sometimes you're not as nice to them as maybe you should be.
True.
And it's just easier to do it yourself than to delegate a task.
Yes.
Too many cooks spoil the broth. Right? That's a saying.
Bill just speaks in colloquialisms.
I just use colloquialisms to express my feelings, but I think I'm right that time. Sometimes it's better to and if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
What, you got one more for us?
Look before you leap.
I guess If you're going to, maybe we should make him a chart so we can understand what he's saying. His quotes chart, so we know what he's really feeling.
I can just go home now.
No, you're fine.
You would say, boy, the Bill and Wendy show is sounding really great. Why? Because Addison has taken her place.
Right.
Can I just leave early? You want to finish this up with Bill for the rest
of the day? Okay, I'm down, so let's go. Okay, just kidding.
Wow.
Bill's scared.
Wow.
Really, okay, so Addison Osta Smith, so nice to meet you. Go check her out on social media. You can just Google Addison Osta Smith, and I'm sure all of your profiles will come up.
Yes, and also on Instagram, too. You have to download the app or go on Safari or Hulu or whatever you go on that works.
And housingforward.org. Check it out because it's a great, noble thing that a 10-year-old is doing. Addison Osta Smith, a pleasure.
Thank you.
Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Is she going to leave finally?
I think so, yeah.